Okay, so here we are. Here we sit. This is the teaser, I suppose, or else this is the part that got deleted from the teaser. We'll see where it ends up. Doug, why don't you get started? Why don't you tell us who you are and what you're about and why?
Sure. Thanks, Matt. My name is Dr. Doug Reed, and I have spent basically all my life being an educator and trying to help people learn. I chose a life of service, and this is the next step. I had a podcast back in 2006 when podcasting wasn't a thing. And then when Matt said, "Hey, would you like to do this?" I was like, "Yes, indeed. You are the man I want to do it with." So I have a wide-ranging background that as we go through the podcast, I am going to spread examples from my life throughout it. But that's basically where I'm headed and where I'm coming from.
Okay, man, that's awesome. And first of all, I got to say, I'm really hoping that the podcast from 2006 lives on digitally somewhere. You don't have to spill the beans now, but at some point, if there's a hyperlink, man, I think I know I'd be interested. That's all I'm saying.
It would be a DVD sitting in a closet.
Man, I like it even more. I have like a thing for like redundant and almost like yeah, we'll get into it.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, and also, man, thanks a lot. I was really pleased, Doug, when you said that you'd actually consider doing this. I was just I don't know. I considered doing a podcast, for quite a while, and just for one reason and another, it never transpired. But with me, I don't know how it is with you, but it more often than not is the case that when I have someone who I know is going to be a cool potential collaborator, that kind of makes things go forward a lot quicker. So when you said that, you'd consider it, I'm just like, yeah, all right, well, fine. This actually could happen. So yeah, thanks for that, Doug. I'll just give you a little bit about me. I'm Matt Stranick, also doctor, I suppose. I don't know. I feel weird when anybody calls me Dr. Stranick. I just, I haven't had it long enough. But I'll kind of leave it at that. Everybody kind of goes their own way with that. Dr. Matt Stranick, what else? I'm originally from Fredericton, New Brunswick. Now I'm just saying the things that I would just tell anybody, So grew up in Fredericton, lived there till I was almost 30. And then kind of had a varied career internationally, I suppose. Taught English as second language in South Korea for about a year and a half. That led to stepping into public school credential, where I technically am qualified to teach public school in New Brunswick. I still think maybe I'll try that someday, but I haven't yet. So after that, ended up in Qatar at the College of North Atlantic Qatar, which some of you may have heard of, others not. Again, pretty significant time for me professionally. That's kind of where I ended up doing the master's degree and ended up kind of getting started with the doctorate. Moved forward over to Ontario for a while at Ontario Tech University and then Thompson Rivers. I don't know. I guess I don't need to recite my whole CV, do I, Doug? I'm just in the absence of anything else, dude. I'm a freelance educator now, Doug. What are you up to?
I'm back in post-secondary. I dabbled in K-12 again just so I can move a pension. That's not an ed tech thing. That's a I
That
want to
is
retire at some
rad. I
point.
didn't even know, man. I didn't even know about the stint in K-12. Congrats, I suppose.
Yeah, when I left TRU, I
Okay,
moved
yeah,
from
and
K-12 to transfer the pension.
yeah, no, man, smart. A canny maneuver by my co-host, I gotta say. And yeah, so this kind of brings us now. I didn't mean to kind of recite the whole CV, and I didn't. But this is where me and Doug originally kind of met up. Just we worked in the same, I guess, what, academic and functional unit that is open learning within TRU. Is that kind of the best description? I
We
always
were
get
both on
confused.
the fourth floor of that building.
Yes, and it wasn't Kafka-esque at all. Nope, not even a bit. So now neither of us works there. And that's all I really got to say about it, because I've kind of moved on to my other things, whatever that is. I'm sure it'll come up, what we were up to and other projects that we've been into and things like that. You're based in Prince Edward Island now, are you not?
Yes, I am. Yeah. We have a hurricane coming. So we could be underwater in 2 days.
I'm praying for you, dude. I actually am. So I guess in terms of commonalities and in terms of other things that sort of have encouraged Doug and I to work together, besides, you know, just we kind of have similar credentials and you know, we worked at the same place for a little while, is that we are also both from the Maritimes. You're from Nova Scotia, right, Doug?
Yes, I'm from the hub town in Truro, Nova Scotia.
I didn't want to venture the specific town. I would have gotten that wrong. But yeah, man, Turo's good. How long were you there, bud, before kind of heading out into the world?
The instant I finished high school, I was gone.
I stuck around long enough to do some post-secondary, and then I kind of bailed. But for me, at least, I kept coming back, except for these past, 15 years. I kind of left a couple times and then came back, and now I guess I'm here because my kids are here. I'm going to be honest. And where we are, where I am, I don't know that I mentioned that. I'm in Kamloops, BC, and I'm here because the option to work at TRU was there. And now I'm here because I promised my kids I wouldn't make them move again. But it's nice. It's okay. I'm not going to, do like disparaging comments too much. But we're sort of doing like two East Coasters, right? Two East Coasters doing like a bi-coastal, like I'm on the East Coast or I'm on the West Coast, you're on the East Coast. So I just think there's some commonalities here that are going to make this kind of interesting. We're going to talk mainly about education. You've come up with some excellent topics in that Google Doc. I really haven't come up with much in the topics department. But I think it's going to be pretty cool. I think it's going to be pretty engaging. I've got a few things to say. I know, Doug, that you do. What else are we visioning for this, Doug, if I may?
My big thing is I've spent my life trying to help people learn, because if they learn, they have a better life. I honestly believe education is the basis of all that. And I see what's happened. Like my PhD is in ed tech, like yours is in ed tech. But ed tech has been pushed into, you're good with computers. And it's like, well, I am, but no, I'm here to help people learn. That's I'm not the good with computer guy.
Dude, can I just say, like, anybody who's ever worked with me will tell you most assuredly that I am not good with computers. In fact, that's been imagine. People get frustrated with that. Like, you have the word technology in your title and you're not really good with computers. That's the cognitive dissonance that I've lived with for a while. But sorry, Doug, I totally interrupted, but that's...
It's all good. But that's where we're going. Right. It's finding our differences and figuring out how to help people. That's what we're doing. So,
yeah, no, for future forward, man. Totally. We kind of went through that whole COVID, they called it the pivot, but seriously, my strongest recollections of that was sort of seeing what the K-12 crowd was doing, because they had a mandate to help the little people. And I had little people in my house, and I was, like, confused as hell. So, we just kind of think about significant incidents that have happened recently that kind of cause you to take a pause and maybe think about, the moment with this stuff. And I agree with you, man. It's like it's become too tool-centered, or maybe too also from the academic side of it or whatever, maybe a little bit too bound up in certain ideologies that go with certain platforms and certain sets of tools and whatnot. These are complex issues. I don't pretend to have any significant answers to that, but it'll be cool to maybe have this.
I have heaps.
Well, okay. So this man here is going to be the dude who, like, has the answers. And I'm just going to be like, I don't know, man. I think there's multiple perspectives on this. Good, good, okay. A sign of things to come, for sure.
Yeah.
Okay, Doug just mentioned after we paused or ended the previous segment, like, might want to provide a bit of scheduling and other descriptive information. So, Doug, I will turn it over to you.
Sure. Right now, the plan is for every 2 weeks, so just before Canadian Thanksgiving. So for the Americans that might watch, it's the real Thanksgiving, not the second Christmas. And if you're an Australian, you don't know what Thanksgiving is anyway. So, and yeah, I know I was doing some karate chopping there. I'm going to have to get control of it, but that's how I talk. I use my hands.
No, man, it's dope. I'm impressed. I'm like, it was more like, we don't need your American Thanksgiving. We don't need your non-Australian failure to have even Thanksgiving at all. Like, we're cutting them down. We're taking a stand, man.
That's it. We are absolutely. And we are going to live on the internet someplace. And I know Matt's got that under control.
Yo, I'll just throw it down. I'll throw it down. I listen to rap music sometimes too, yo. Not that that had anything to do with rap music. But as Doug kindly pointed out, this is going to be hosted, at least for starters, on my... I've got a website through the excellent people at Reclaim Hosting, very, very good people. And I've got sort of three blogs that I kind of run out of one website. And what I would be looking to do, at least for starters, is just to have, you know, basically I'm just going to download another fourth instance of WordPress onto my hosted Reclaim Hosting site. And we're just going to put up the videos, the recordings. Those will be, you know, both, you know, together and separately, as well as some show notes, sort of just like a blog speaking to some of the tech aspects of what went into the show, such as they are, and maybe some other, you know, I guess, ephemera. So we'll be collaborating on those a bit. Analog Trope is where you will go for that. But initially we will be, and you can Google that. You can Google Analog Trope, and if you put the word podcast beside it, it'll come up. But we're going to have some other ways of getting this to you. You know, as we kind of roll this out a little bit more, we both have social media accounts. Doug, do you have a Twitter? I have a Twitter.
Yeah, I do.
Okay, well.
At Dr. Doug Reed at Twitter.
Okay, but good stuff.
Most of that is me hitting history tweets and retweeting them. There's not a lot of ed tech stuff in there.
Well, I'm a guy who has an Instagram devoted to his record collection. So, we're out there. We're reachable in various ways. We're going to try and cast this as broadly as we can. And honestly, thanks to anybody who takes even a couple of minutes to listen, even if it's just to decide it's not your thing. We still appreciate that. But we hope it's your thing. I hope. Yeah. Okay, good stuff. I'm going to hit stop.
Right on.